Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Come on, you've been waiting for us to come back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show here on the GCN Network, the Genesis Communication Network, and you can always find us here. Head up to the website, thejoemessinashow.com. There's a lot up there you can sign up for. There's a lot there. You can sign up for the text alerts, all kinds of stuff. You know, get engaged. It's really that simple. All right. You know, we can sit here and talk for an hour about, a couple hours actually, about how bad the economy is and truly what's really happening and how many people aren't going to go back to work and. You know what's really funny? I got thinking about this the other day. Everybody's complaining that with the federal help, there's no reason for people to go back to work. Because they're making so much money at home. And then companies are complaining that they can't get workers because they don't have the money. And I was thinking to myself, yeah, but with the way things are going, up and down and up and down, right, you know, the restaurants are open, then they're closed. You're going to have here in California, we're back to masks. Guaranteed money will be back to lockdowns in some way, shape, manner, or form just before the election. The deal, should we call it a de-election? The de-election of Governor Nuisance. You know he's out in 10 days after they vote him out. You know how I'm speaking now? After they vote him out, he's gone in 10 days. That just does my heart so good. Makes me very excited. Right? If you want to send me an email, you don't want to be heard, but you want me to speak on your behalf, if you would, then go ahead and send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, and I'll try to respond to it during the show. I'm looking, man, I got stuff, all kinds of stuff popping up on my screen, which is great. It's good. The, you know, I heard, did you guys hear the story about, what was his name, Congressman, Representative, what the heck, King, I don't know why I have trouble with his name, Kinzinger. Apparently he parked at a handicap zone. And one of the conservative Congress people, saw him in there, showed up, and he blew him off. Like, yeah, whatever. This is the kind of attitude he has. That's not the attitude of a true Republican, a true Republican servant, if you would. That's not how we operate. Now, I don't, you guys must have already known this because you're smarter than I am when it comes to this stuff. But I heard today that some of the congressional, what was it, a dozen or so Republicans from Congress walked over to the Senate side. Why? Because Congress has a mask mandate for some reason. Pelosi's put one in place and threatened to arrest people that don't adhere to it. Now, I don't even know if she has that power. Somebody's going to tell me, look it up, find out if she even has that power. However, this terrible, nasty thing, the Senate does not have that same pushback, does not have that same rule. So, I'm thinking again, like we've seen happen over and over again, there must be like, how many of you Star Trek fans out there, right? There must be this force field, this COVID force field that sits there between the two houses in D.C. So I guess going into the Senate, it can't get through. But in Congress, it can. Now, they're going to tell you, no. Now you're just, you know, there's only 100 senators. It's a smaller chamber. Everything's, no. It doesn't matter, right? COVID, what does COVID go? It shows up and goes, oh, there's only 100 there, but there's like 400 and change over there. Let's go that way. Really? Come on. Let's be serious. But anyhow, I thought that was a great, I don't want to say stunt, because I don't want to call it a stunt, but it just shows you how arbitrary this is. If it truly is serious, if it's truly bad, both houses would have got together and said, okay, done. Right? We're done with this. And either get the masks on full-time or get them off. It's just amazing. And they won't answer. The question is in everybody's face. Everybody knows about it. But they won't answer the simple questions. You've got all these illegals coming over the border. They're grabbing them and putting them in hotels and other places. Be nice if they do the same thing for our vets, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it be really cool if they get our vets off the street, get them in some of these hotels, they put the illegals in that have been tested positive for COVID? Right? It's just amazing. And the Texas authorities aren't being informed where the immigrants are, where they're being put, and whether they have COVID-19 or not. So now the governor of Texas has taken those steps in his own hands, which I don't blame him. Right? There's that. I got so many other things. The Capitol Police Chairman, we're going to talk a little bit about him in a little bit. And then Congressman being denied access to that federal jail. We don't want that now, do we? Joe Messina, your host. Guess who joins me after the break? If you don't know, then you're not a regular listener, so you'll have to come back and find out. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she...
Not in California, you wouldn't. They'd have you up on charges unless she signed some kind of paper and all that other stuff. You know, I'm trying to get gross on you guys, but, you know, really, at one point, they had this thing where you had to have continued consensual approval when you were having sex here in California, you know, in colleges and stuff. And I was thinking, how does that work? Is there like wear a wristband and you have to keep pressing the button, or, you know, how would you... I would give continual consent. And again, I'm not trying to be gross. I just think it's hilarious, some of the stuff that these people come up with. The lunatics up north. It's got to be something in the air there. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Let me bring him in. I have so much fun with him when he's on with me. Alfonso Rachel, known as the Zoe Man, if you would. He's the host of the Zoe Loft Anti-Funny Duddy Bible Study and the Zopium Den, and always a pleasure. And a man of chivalry.
Oh, shucks. I was just listening to you a second ago, man. It was, are these folks, they're saying that you have to have, like, some sort of, you know, agree that you... Yeah, I think it's called marriage.
See, you wouldn't need the button. No, so a couple of years ago, I was doing this story, that, and it cropped up on a feed that I was working on. And I remember it was, you had to have consensual, approval when kids were having sex. The kids, right, in college. And
okay.
I was saying to myself, so how does that work? I mean, how do you give... Is there somebody in the room that's taking notes? You know, it's okay, or... I don't know. And
like a liaison or a chaperone or something like that?
How do you do that?
Psychedelic chaperone. We're going to shack, and I need a chaperone. Groovy, baby, yeah.
I mean, if I wasn't a Christian guy, I could have a field day with this. I just can't even imagine.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it. Let's have a field day with it.
No. Come on. This is on early in some areas. I don't want to. Can you imagine the mother in the van going, all right, honey, you don't need to know what they're talking about. It's okay.
Well, better them hearing it from Uncle Joe and Zoe than hearing it from these other, you know, weirdos teaching their in classes.
That's true.
You know, that's what the stuff is, you know? Did you get your permission slip before you taught them that class?
I thought when they were coming out with that, I thought that was so asinine. Because, you know, the girl, well, first it was the girl could change her mind, you know, in the middle of the act or whatever and decide this isn't what she wants to do. The guy should have to stop doing whatever he's doing and all of that without getting into detail. So that's why they wanted a way to have some kind of ongoing consensual approval, if you would. And I'm going, okay, yeah, that's going to work. Okay, most of the time those college kids on the weekends don't even know who they had sex with all weekend. So let's just be honest about it, right? Come on.
He's like, let me go through my permission slips and see where I got permission slips from to remember the name of what I had sex with. Yeah, it's just like you said. It's like he's on the job and stuff like that. All of a sudden, she's like, oh, I got me a permission slip. You're going to let me handle my business. I got a permission slip.
Dude, this stuff they come up with is just amazing to me. Always amazing to me. All right, so come on, we're going to have some fun with some of this stuff. Okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. First of all, I sent you a piece on a professor in a school district, and he was offering anti-racist math. And I'm still trying. I watched this video. I'm still trying to figure out exactly what is racist about math. And what I get out of some of the pieces written around it is this. You ready for this? This is sending you into orbit. It requires definite, true answers. So apparently, anything that's definite and true is racist somehow.
Well, I mean, if you want the answer of why this is, I mean, do the math, Joe. I mean, add it up.
Oh, that was good. I like that you pulled that off.
You like how I do them puns there? All right, just like you said, it sends me through the roof. I've been warning about this. I've been warning about this for years, right? Over 10 years. Right, thinking about this, and when people keep trying to say that there's no systemic racism, that there's no white supremacy, there's no white privilege, and just keep downplaying, when you have especially conservatives, you know, they keep trying to downplay the whole racist thing. You can't do that. Don't do that. If you do that, you are going to wipe the Democrats' slate clean, and there will be no charge them with. The Democrat history of racism is a morbid history, man. It goes, you know, it goes way back, as far back as the Confederacy. The Democrats found a Confederacy. You know, conservatives, the new Democrat Party. I'm like, man, it's not a new Democrat Party. Socialism, slavery, and communism, they're all rooted in the same thing. Entitlement to the fruits of somebody else's labor or whatever it is that you want to define freedom as. If you dismiss these things and write them off, they will take that clean slate and flip it around, turn it on you against the rest of the country. conservatives didn't listen. And now we're dealing with this lunacy. Yeah, you know, I tried to warn him, man. But and thank you, Joe, because you're one of the few. You're one of the platform in the circles that we know will actually hear me out on. So God bless you, because everybody else, almost everybody else, you and save a couple other people, have basically just, you know, ignored my warning on this and just said, no, we're going to do it this way. And I'm white and I'm not guilty of anything. I'm like, dude, this is not an admission of guilt on earth. Just don't reject it, and that way you have the Democrats to hold accountable for it. But they didn't.
No. But, you know, it's fear, right? I mean, you and I have talked about this before. It's fear that makes people do this. It's fear that, they, you know, oh, my God, I'm white. What if I am a racist? Well, you're not. You'd know if you were racist. If you didn't know whether you were racist or not a racist, then there's something wrong with your brain to begin with, and you need real deep psychiatric care. You know what I'm saying? But,
I mean, racism, the thing about it, though, Joe, is a lot of people are actually racist but don't know that they're racist. I'll give you an example.
Please.
You'll have some people like us here, like even then, like my own family. You know, my wife is white. I know there's some out there really knows. But anyway, my wife being white, but my family, I'm like, you know, who will have this Afrocentric worldview. And, you know, white people are this and white people are that and so on and so forth. And I'm like, is that what you think about my wife? You know, and they're like, no, man, I see your wife is white. You know, your wife is cool. She's a good person. I was like, oh, OK, so let me get this straight. You only associate white people with. I'll come back on
that. Yeah, you got to finish that, because I know where you go with it. I think it's great. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Alfonso Rachel joins me after the break. We'll be right back.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden says coronavirus cases are going up in states with low vaccination rates. He says medical experts predict
that cases will go up further before they start to come back down.
Millions of federal workers will be required to verify they've been vaccinated against the coronavirus, or else face mandatory masking, weekly testing, social distancing, and other new rules.
Right now, too many people are dying. We're watching someone they love dying and saying, if I just got vaccinated,
if I just, it's heartbreaking.
The president is also directing the Defense Department to look into adding the coronavirus shot to the list of required vaccinations for members of the military. The recent spike in coronavirus cases is tied to the Delta variant in people who are not vaccinated. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back. I'm listening to the Joe Messina Show, the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure. Head up to the website, thejoemessinashow.com, thejoemessinashow.com. And, you know, you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll, you can sign up for a bunch of stuff. But I want to get back to my buddy. We have such a good time when he's on. And I think we hit some pretty serious issues. Some of you think that we're making light of them. We're not. I don't, you can get really nasty and put your finger in somebody's face. It doesn't help. So, Fuzzle Rachel joins me as he does every week. He's the host of the Zopium Den, Anti-Fuddy Duddy Bible Study, and the Zoloft, along with a co-host of Soul Food Radio. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good, man. Thanks for having me on, as usual.
So, let's get back to your white wife or something like that. I don't get this. Why isn't she just your wife?
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, yes. Yes, we didn't marry. Yeah, we didn't based on these other things that people think that people would have some sort of fetish for or anything like that. That content of character played in a lot into that. And plus, I think she's kind of hot. But you know, but here's the thing.
That probably helps.
You know, but when you'll have people who will claim that they're not racist, and like I was saying, I'm like, so. You know, you say these things about like within my family, you know, like you'll say these things about white people. And I'm like, well, is that the perception that you have of my wife? You know, like that she's just like this racist and she's evil, this covetous, greedy and all that sort of stuff. And wants to dominate the world and is some supremacist who thinks she's better than black people. All that. And they're like, no, man, you're I don't even see your wife as white. Why? Well, why not? Well, she says, yeah, but I see. So when a white person does something evil, you can totally see that they're white because you associate evil with white. But when a white person does something, all of a sudden lying to them being white because you do not want to associate white and good in the same box. That in itself is totally racist.
It's amazing. But the other thing, I was joking with you, and I said, what's the difference between that and, you know, and I hate to admit it, but it's been going on for decades anyhow. You know, a lot of Italian people, all the old Italians, they go, what are you going to marry her for? She's Irish. You ought to marry a nice Italian girl, right? You know, stuff like that. You've heard it. We've all heard it. We all have those things going on, right? Although, I won't say it. I'll be nice. Anyway. What's the difference between that? Is the color thing bring a different angle to it?
No, it's not a it's just a cultural thing. This is something with all cultures, man. It's like you know Indian people. You marry nice Indian girl, or you know Asian or Chinese or Japanese. And when you say, I think Asian is such a huge misnomer because Asian, you know, when you look at Asian people too, it's like the same continent. But you know, it takes all kinds, you know. And when Italian and Irish people, they have. I have some dangerous kids, but anyway, that's just a dangerous mix. It doesn't matter. It's like we all do it, and it's a cultural thing more than it is a national thing or whatever a person's national features may be. It comes down to more of a cultural venture.
Yeah, and again, and it's too bad. And you know, to your point about you know your wife being white, most people. Well, I won't say most. Many people would make a bigger deal out of that than anybody you probably know or hang around with in general. You know, your friends, that's just your wife to your friends. Just like my granddaughter is just my granddaughter to people who know me and love me. To everybody else, it's like, oh, you have a black granddaughter? No, I have a granddaughter. What's wrong with you? Okay. I mean,
yeah, exactly. Like, what's wrong with you?
You know,
right? What's wrong with you?
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead, please.
No, finish it.
I was going to say, you know, it reminds me of, you know, even when my wife and I were first getting, I got caught up in that stuff. Like I said, I wasn't always a Christian, and you know, conservatism didn't really take root. And you know, when my wife and I were, you know, first starting, you know, to hang out and see each other again, this was like a little while after she dumped me the first time. But we were starting to see each other again, and. I was having reservations, man. Got caught up in it. It's like, well, it's probably better that I, you know, date a black girl. You know, it's like, not because it was like something I felt like I had to do. It was like, that's where my interest was. And, but at the same time, there was that pressure of it, like with my family, my dad, you know, it's like, you know, if you ever want to marry a white woman, you won't have my blessings and all that sort of stuff. You know, so it's like, okay. You know, and I was in this band, you know, playing in L.A., and my bass player, you know, he was, you know, pretty Afrocentric also. And I was telling him about, you know, my wife, you know, before we got married. It's like, man, you know, I'm digging this girl, man. But, you know, and I was telling about her. And I'm like, you know, but I don't know if I really, you know, want to get to dating her, man. You know, she's white. And I don't know where this was from the Lord, man, because this could not have been him saying this, man. He just looked at me and says, man, I'm used to you like saying some pretty intelligent stuff, man. But I got to tell you, that's the dumbest thing I ever heard you say. And I was like... He's like, man, go get that girl. What's wrong with you? And I'm like, huh? And that was, I from there, I was like, right on, okay. Yeah. I went with it.
It's just amazing. It's amazing some of the stuff that gets, you know, moved into our heads. You and I were talking about Ebonics during the break, and I said, he was like, it's like this math. You know, when you start going down some of these things that they want to AP, which is, you know, an advanced English class, okay? They want to do away with that in many high schools, especially inner-city high schools. You know why? Because they say the kids in the black community, they're intimidated by it. They can't rise to it. It was put there to make them feel bad. You know, really? So you think a bunch of professors sat around a room like 30 years ago and went, let me see, how do we screw up the black community more? Oh, I got it. We'll come up with a math class or an English class that we know that they can't, you know... Come on, give me a break. So they're doing away with that. And now they're saying, if you don't promote, and I don't mean actively promote, but if you say anything negative about Ebonics, it's also racist because you're taking a swipe at the language of the black community. I'm going, really? Sorry, I'm not buying.
Now, let me offer you this, Joe. Let me offer you this.
Here it goes. You're going to get me again.
Yeah. I know you. just putting it out there. But just putting it, know that this was planned, though. You know that it was. Remember LBJ?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
N-words voting Democrat for the next 200 years. Margaret Sanger, even further back than that. Democrat Margaret Sanger. We don't want that. We're trying to exterminate the black community. And we're going to use the colored ministers. And this basically means any black who has influence, particularly those in the church. We know how, you know, love going into churches and get their ears tickled. Right. Too many, yep. Unfortunately, sad to say. And the thing is, what makes this even worse, though, Joe, is that say these things and be seen as racist. But if you don't recognize these things about it, you're being an ignorant racist. It's like, wait a minute. OK, we know that black folks do these things because you tell us that that's just a black thing to do. right? This is what it is to be authentically black, and you need to recognize that. But these are things that black folks do. Man, don't be stereotyping us. Like, wait a minute. You can't freaking win. And they know this, and that's why they can, they're engineering these things, say, don't write this stuff off. Don't dismiss it. Democrats have been cutting this for a long flipping time, man. A long.
And we've been buying into it for a long, long time. You know, I mean, it's amazing. You see it happening. You see it coming right at you. You see it coming at you, and you can't seem to turn your head away from it. And you keep going back at it. It's just amazing to me. So, all right, a little bit more fun here. So we got a church. God bless. This stuff just drives me nuts because we're the Christians and all of this, but I already know the answer to that question. Anyway, so we have a church. You know, they put the signs out front, and, you know, they put up things for Sunday service and all that other fun stuff. New England Baptist Church sign reads, male and female, he created them. Mm-hmm. And gender identity solved. So the... Yeah, that's like so the whole LGBT community in town is up in arms because the church chose to put up such a anti-LGBTQ comment or message. And I'm going, wait a minute. So now scripture is anti-LGBTQ, racist, and everything else? You knew it was going to come to this.
Oh, it's been there. It's that one of the reasons why. And I thought the direction is because, man, I find myself a little gun shy because it's like, you know, when I hear like all the woke pastors and stuff like that, okay, how did they twist scripture to make male and female them? It's like, is this another one of those churches? But I'm glad that, and that the town is made, that they see this as anti-LGBT. It's like, okay, I'm on the same page with you now. It takes me a minute to catch up to them. But, you know, they've had this aversion to the Bible, oh man, you know, since God knows when, you know, ever since, you know,
All right, you gotta finish this on the other side because this is a good one to sink our teeth into. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more with Zoe and Joe. You're listening to the real side. No, you're listening to the Joe Messina Show. You used to listen to the real side. Now you're listening to the Joe Messina Show. Be back in a few minutes.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$26,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Feel the rhythm now. He used to send me nasty emails whenever I did something for Groucho Marx. Because he was always playing on that woman. And I'll tell you what, she hated it. I'm sure she cried all the way to the bank with every check she got, I'm sure. There was no question about it, you know. Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Appreciate you spending your time with me. And again, let me just bring him on. I don't want to waste his time. I have so much fun when he's on with me. Alfonso Rachel joins me, as he does every week. And he is the host of the Zopian Den, the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, Zoloft, and co-host of Soul Food Radio. You can hear every Sunday. Just head over to the website here. We'll put it up there. And you will get full. So don't eat too much before you listen, right?
Dig it, man. Don't eat too much of that spiritual come and get you some real soul.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know, right? I mean, seriously. You're going to get me going down a whole different road I don't want to go down. But anyway. Seriously. Anyway, where were we? What were I talking about?
You were talking about this guy, man, who was making the case for why transgender so-called women are a better...
No. I'm going to do that later on. I'm not going to do that with you. Are you crazy? Your head looks...
Oh, okay.
Seriously. No, we were talking about the church thing. And how in the New England Baptist Church pastor, he put it out there, and it basically, it's just a scripture. Real simple stuff. And now scripture is now going to be outlawed. You watch. It says on the church side, it says male and female, he created them. Gender identity solved. So the PFLAG group in town, the transgender group in town, they're kind of picketing the church. They're protesting out in front of the church. And when they were interviewed, ready for this one, they said two things. One is the sign is not inclusive. Well, I'm sorry, you'll have to take that up with God. Okay, let's just put it that way. He wrote it, I'm going to live it. And they said, and we don't want to squelch the... This is the one I love. They don't want to squelch the church's freedom of speech. They just want the church and its members to know they're not welcome here.
All right.
Go ahead.
We don't lack your kind here. You know, actually, the church should really have some fun, man, and have, like, you know, on the women's room, eggs, and on the men's room, say, sausage. You know, it's like, make sure that'll really, you know, bake their noodle. But, yeah, as far as homosexuals, and basically, let's just call it what it is, people who have a priority about sex, and gender roles, if you will, they've always had an inverted Bible. This goes way back. It's just one of these things that it's cycling back again. And this generation right now, with all the information that we have and how we can reflect on history, there's just no excuse to not see it anymore. That, you know, that these things would come to pass. But God, just like you said, God has said this from the beginning. You're a woman. And God's like, this is a biological, spiritual truth. Now, only somebody totally delusional and given over to lies would assume that a man could be a woman and a woman could be a man against biological dictates, against the science that they say that they're the champions of and follow. You're not following science at all.
Yeah, I always say the same thing. It's really funny. The people that want you to follow science, ignore science. And not only that, you know, let's go a step further with it. It's kind of like I go back to it and keep saying, okay, let's talk about the DNA strand. Let's talk about DNA as a whole. Let's take God out of the equation for the moment for you guys who think that godly people don't believe in science. You've got this biology that you've been pushing down my throat for 100 years. You tell me this is all true and correct. You call us science deniers, and hello? What are you doing when you say, you know, when you're a double X or a double Y and you call yourself something different? How do you ignore that? So, it's like Fauci saying one mask, we don't need any mask, then we need one mask, then we need two masks, then we need 6 feet, 10 feet, two masks, 12 feet. The guy can't make up his mind. It depends on how many hits he takes off the crack pipe as to what the number of masks he wants to wear that day. God bless. Anyhow.
And we can see, and the thing is, we can see all a lie. You know, and it makes one wonder. It's like, hey, Lord, is this what you were talking about when you said that you'll send a grand delusion? You know, a grand, because when you got people who can look at a man and say, hey, that's a woman, it's like, dude, that's a huge lie that you're with this whole thing with COVID. That's a huge lie. We're seeing these big lies taking place. It's almost like a biblical proportion. It's like, is this it, God? Is this what you were talking about? Because the word says that even the elect, right? It's like if we're not removed, even the elect. Now, trying to put context, you know, does it really? Is this what this means? And even if it's not what it means, it's like, dude, if it looks like it and smells like it, you might want to be careful with it, because this is a big lie, man. This is a big one, and maybe it's a test from God. Say, hey, God's like, okay, I'm going to send a big one to you. Are you that? Right? Believe that. If you believe this obvious lie, you are definitely not one of mine.
Yeah, it's interesting. And then the Disney of 50 years ago, I mean, Roy Disney's going to be rolling around in his grave. So now what we're looking at is Disney. They have a Jungle Cruise. I don't even know, I'm not even aware of this movie, but I guess the new movie Jungle Cruise. And in the new movie, one of the young Disney actors comes out as gay. And the reason they decided to do that is so that they would be more inclusive of the young LGBTQ community. And I was thinking, even just in the heterosexual world, right? I mean, Disney was just a simple family, clean movies, there wasn't a whole bunch of, you know, nasty violence. You know what I'm saying? I mean, some people are saying right now, and I know they are, they're going, yeah, yeah, you like the good old days. You want to put everybody back in chains. I know. I got you, Joe. No, what I'm saying, there was just good, clean messages in these shows.
But more or less, man, and, you know, the thing is, it's going to get to a point where I guess the real news is if one of these Hollywood actors comes out as straight. You know, it's like, it's all... It's almost like they're basically acting like they're straight when they're really just a bunch of perverts. So with Disney, you know, yeah, you're right, man. The founder of Disney, this is he had in mind. And even the things that they, you know, I guess in the innocence, even the innocence of ignorance, because like when you think of like things like Aladdin, you know, and they have this genie and stuff like that, you know, the djinn are. You know, they're not good creatures. The djinn are base skins. But into the Aladdin story, we're going to homogenize it and make it nice and friendly. And we're going to make the djinn a genie and make him, you know, this wonderful creature. So it starts to soften the culture on things like Islam. You know, so these are things, the devil works in subtleties. That's the first thing that the Bible tells us. Now, is that what Disney had in mind when he was doing this? I said, no, man, I just want to make some fun in stories, you know, based on these things that I've read. But in the naivete, that kind of thing has softened the culture to think that, oh, well, you know, all gods are the same and all religions are the same. And, you know, Jehovah, you know, the genies or the djinn and angels, they're all the same stuff, you know. So we get softened on stuff like this.
Yeah, but we talk about this on Sundays, guys, on the show. And it's like, so let's just kick it back a little bit and say we do that to, you know, in the Christian world. That there's, you know, there's no real definite. It's kind of like, you know, if you believe this in your church and I believe, you know, it's just that we kind of throw stuff out there and it's no big deal when in reality, you know, you and I joke about something as simple as the apple. You cannot say she ate an apple because then what you're doing is you're adding to the word, okay? You're
right.
Putting falsehoods in there. And some people say, well, what's the big deal? Why do you care whether we call it an apple or an orange? It was a fruit, so it doesn't really matter. You go, every word of God matters. Every single word.
Yes.
And the minute you change one word,
amen,
it's not his anymore, and the devil could have a field day with you, right?
Yes. That's right, man. That's right. You know, and of course, these are going to be things of twisting scripture, which is very fitting because, you know, a snake is, you know, known for twisting. And so it's like, don't go down that road. No. It's putting things up, and because now we see it just like we were, you know, talking about a second ago. You know, people twisting what this can be. I mean, and these people think that this is natural, and they think it's moral. And when we don't have like a solid of what nature and what morality is, you know, because Nate doesn't have a sense of morality. And so people just try to fill in the blanks however they want and then say that this is a moral aspect of nature when it's not. So, you know, these are the things that we're dealing with, Joe. And, man, we got to hold that, you know, biblical line before the lunatics take over completely.
I love these people try to compare us to the animal world, right? And to your point a second ago, moral values. You ever been around the watering hole? We got all these wildebeest around there. And then the lions show up to grab something to eat. I guarantee you, they're not going back to get the slow old guy. You know what I'm saying? They're all out on their own, and we're going to leave poor Wilbur back there because he can't keep up, and he'll keep them busy for a while. Right. A lot of moral fortitude there.
Right. Which cracks me up, man, because you know the funny thing is that the animal lovers, the thing that they love the most about animals is when they act like people. Oh, it's just like a little person. The things that they hate about people is when they act like animals. You know, it's just like you said at the watering hole, there's no diplomacy. You know, it's no vote of who or a vote or anything like that or some agreement. They don't eat that animal because they probably were hungry.
Wilbur's limping. Yeah, well, Wilbur's dinner. We're out of here. Anyway, tell people where to find your music quick.
Thanks, BronzeSerpentMedia.com for people to check out 20 Pound Sledge.
Check it out, people. Check out his music. Help us out. He's got coffee mugs, music, and so much more. Be back in a little bit. Don't go far. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show.